News Radio. An Amber Alert still in effect for a 5-year-old Glendale girl missing nearly 24 hours from her apartment.
Absent the actual knowledge that there has been an abduction, to go ahead and initiate Amber, just to get our information out to the public that much further.
They also want to find a woman driving a black Chevy Malibu that was seen getting in a car with a child that looks similar to the missing girl. A man who pled guilty to starting a wildfire near Flagstaff 4 months ago that destroyed a house gets 2 years in prison. Phoenix police looking into the death of a man found outside of an apartment.
The reason they were called there is someone found a man lying in the courtyard. Unfortunately, he was deceased.
A new report from ASU indicates activity in the Metro Phoenix housing market dropped significantly, foreclosures way down.
Because of the decline in the number of foreclosures, the number of recorded transactions fell because no other segment of the market picked up the void.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of Mattress Firm. Look for an injury accident south 59th Avenue, just south of Camelback. Also, we have an accident, Apache Boulevard at McClintock. Look for another wreck, southbound I-17 at Table Mesa Road. It's the expiration date sale. Save up to $400 on all plans, plus save an additional $50 on your new mattress when you bring in your old mattress at Mattress Firm. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we continue our march toward the century mark again on Friday afternoon. 99 tomorrow, and then that magic 100 on Friday. We do see some cooling by the weekend, some high clouds moving in. Daytime highs 95 to 97. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 4:05. Currently, we are at 95 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
The AARP Tucson Information Center is hosting an open house this Thursday, October 13th, to celebrate its recent renovation and expansion. And you're invited. The open house will be held from 1 to 6 p.m. The AARP Tucson Information Center is located at 6700 North Oracle Road. Come and tour the center, visit with volunteers, and learn about our services and information. The AARP Tucson Information Center open house this Thursday, October 13th from 1 to 6 p.m. at 6700 North Oracle Road. See you there.
Arizona is working for a better tomorrow, so it's important to get involved. Clean Elections is one great way. Passed by Arizona voters in 1998, Clean Elections opens the door for all Arizonans to run for office and gives voters a voice in the state's political process. So by providing more voices and more choices, Clean Elections empowers us all to help shape Arizona's future. Learn how you can get involved at cleanelections101.com.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
This is Dennis Willinchek, and I'm back on Legalese. I've been out for a while, various issues, health-wise and otherwise. But anyway, glad to be back with you today. And today we have, I think, a great program, and we're going to focus today actually on China. The reason we're doing that is because all of you, I'm sure, read the paper like I do, and we're assaulted, frankly, in the news about all the things that are going on in China and about how they're overtaking this country in various ways, or at least that's the perception, and that our country is stalled while they're moving forward. This afternoon at a little after 4:30, we're going to have on an economist, noted economist, Stephen Lieb from New York, who basically argues in a new book that's coming out called How China's Growing Prosperity Threatens the American Way of Life, that while the United States officials and politicians engage in short-term myopic planning, endless legal maneuvering, scandals, and wartime investing that are crippling our economic viability, China's government, on the other hand, has been run and is run by visionary scholars, engineers, people with technical backgrounds in such fields as chemistry and so forth, who are carefully analyzing the long-term and big picture down the road for China and directing them, and that basically the Chinese are sort of mystified at how we argue with one another all the time in our political realm and get really very little accomplished while they tend to move forward, of course, they've got a huge country with huge potential and huge problems as well. And with us at 4:30 today, we're honored that the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, will make an appearance for about 10 minutes. And she will be talking about her recent trip to China and the Chinese delegation that went to China with her, and what her impressions are of that country and what she accomplished. And leading off our show today, we have again with us, we've had him on before on the show and are pleased to have back, Glenn Hammer, who is the head of the Chamber of Commerce here in Arizona and also a lawyer. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back on.
And we know you have to leave around 4:30, so let me just ask you, you also attended a group of people led by yourself and also, I think, what was it, the Arizona Technology Council?
Yes.
And you recently returned from China with the group that was led by the governor as well.
Correct.
And again, this was all, I'm sure, carefully coordinated.
Yes. Yeah, we had about 25, 30 people all told participate on this delegation visit.
Yeah. And let me start out by asking you the obvious. What were your impressions overall of China? I know we talked a little bit off the air, but tell our audience what your impressions were.
Well, we know where all the cranes that used to be in Phoenix, we know where they're located.
Yeah.
They're in China. It was really just amazing. I mean, I originally was born in New York City, so we visited three cities with populations exceeding New York City by a long shot. Shanghai, 24 million people, about three times the size of New York City. Chengdu, now about 24 million people. Shenzhen, which borders Hong Kong, about 24 million people. 30 years ago, Shenzhen, which is a big manufacturing city now, 30 years ago it had 30,000 people. It was a fishing village. And just to see these cities was just, and the progress that's been made in such a short period of time was incredible. I mean, when we started out in Shanghai, whenever I'm in New York City, it's tough for me to sleep. And I had that same sort of feeling in Shanghai. Just, it was so vibrant.
So much going on. Is it westernized?
It's very comfortable for Shanghai is a westernized city. I mean, it's built. They've got skyscraper after skyscraper. The infrastructure there is incredible. The drivers remind me a little bit of New York City.
Meaning they're all from out of the country.
Basically.
Yeah.
I left there with a great sense of, you know, amazement of what's been accomplished there 30 years, but on from an American and Arizonan view, I also left with a great sense that, you know, for a lot of the Chinese I met, and this is not scientific, so this is anecdotal.
Well, that's what I'm asking, what your impressions were.
So what I found interesting is that here we have a booming country, economy that, you know, if it's 9% growth, it's a tough year.
Yeah.
8%, really bad. You know, we would kill ourselves to get that type of growth back in Arizona in this country. But yet, the people, the elite of that country, the people that are working in a lot of the multinationals, just from my conversations, very interesting to me. They know, they study our immigration laws very carefully, Canada's, European Union's, which means there is a desire to work and live in the United States.
Hmm.
And I take that as a very encouraging type thing, because generally people don't want to move from booming areas to stagnant areas. And right now, let's face it, we're not exactly in the golden era.
What's the basis of their interest?
I think a lot of it has to do with the freedom, the political system. There are a lot of demonstrations underneath the surface. I certainly didn't see any when I was there. But, Arizona is about the easiest place in the world that I could think of just to live, to raise a family, to have the ability to do what you want to do without people bugging you. I don't think that that's the case in China, and they've got issues when it comes to intellectual property, with property rights. You know, again, I didn't get the sense that, you know, we were going to take a flight to Beijing and start a revolution. But
right.
But underneath it all, if you have brains and ability, why wouldn't you prefer to live in the freest country in the world.
Yeah, well, that's a little interesting to me because, again, it's a little contrary to what we're going to hear probably in the second half of the hour. Stephen Leeb's, as I said earlier, his point of view is a little different in that he takes the position that we've been kind of asleep at the switch, and even politically, that our freedoms and our system as it's developed are negatives compared to the direction and focus they have. But, of course, they have a homogeneous society, which we don't have also, which is a big point too, isn't it?
Well, an area where China, and we heard this from some of the multinationals we visited, you know, in terms of graduating terrific engineers and a lot of engineers, they're doing a great job. And that's important. We need to do a better job of that in the United States. But there's a big innovation gap. There's a big gap in sales and marketing. And I think that there's a lot of good opportunities for U.S. citizens and American companies in those areas. And one thing that I have to say, just in terms of, and it'll be interesting when you have the gentleman on later today, and be interested his approach. You know, we have an immigration system in this country that if we can, in our view, get it right on the high tech side, a lot of these very talented people in China or anywhere in the world would move and come to the United States. And I think we would benefit from that.
Yeah, that is a new take. I frankly, that surprises me. I had not heard that. Now, do a lot of people speak English there?
If they're educated in the university, yes. A lot of the younger people, yes.
You didn't have a big problem communicating?
No. Let's say their English was a lot better than my Mandarin.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Probably there aren't a lot of people here who speak Mandarin or Chinese.
It's pretty good. It was very, very easy to get around, and particularly with the younger people, they could at least understand what I was saying.
Yeah, well, we have just a few seconds before we have to take our break, but was this a successful trip in your opinion?
Absolutely. And it was a huge deal to have the chief executive from the state, Governor Jan Brewer, go to China. This follows up on a big Chinese trade delegation that came to Arizona 2 years ago. And I think we're going to see dividends for years or perhaps even for generations to come. It takes a while to build those relationships, but I think we're going to see some real tangible results in the next
Did you mainly meet with business people or with political people?
Business people and political people. We had the opportunity to meet with political leaders in most of the cities we visited. There were a number of companies on the trip that were looking to do things on the export side, a number of technology companies, and it appears from some of the connections that were made. And I want to give the Arizona Commerce Authority and the United States Department of Commerce, they have something called the Golden Key Program, which helps match companies that are looking to do business abroad with potential leads. That program was extremely well received, and I think some of the companies that attended will see business opportunities because of that program.
All right, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to explore some of those ideas and some of the opportunities that you explored over there and what you do believe will come from it. This is Dennis Wilenchek on Legalese on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, and we'll be back after these brief messages.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilenchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilenchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilenchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
Arizona sports fans, this is Andy Dorf, host of Dorf on Sports, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on KFNX Radio for my good friends, azcasino.com. Get dialed in with the online leader since 1997, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Call 888-333-PLAY now and mention Dorf on Sports for a $25 free play, a 25% cash bonus, that's 888-333-PLAY, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Any wager, any sport, anytime, azcasino.com.
From Chandler to Troon, the Elton Realty family has served the entire valley for over 20 years. Short sales, foreclosures, luxury homes, family court-appointed special commissioners, whatever your real estate needs, we do it all. Flexible fees, if not completely satisfied, opt out anytime. Call us today, 480-451-3318, or visit eltonrealty.com. That's 480-451-3318. Elton Realty,
your real estate survival guides.
For your organization or business to survive in these challenging times, you'll need cutting-edge information. The Keylight Company is a psychological business consultation firm. Keylight offers executive coaching, organizational development, seminars, ghostwriting services, and public speaking. Mention KFNX and receive a 20% discount. For business consultation, call the Keylight Company today, 323-935-5775. That's 323-935-5775.
Lars Larson, weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
This is Dennis Walachek on Legalese, and we're here with Glenn Hammer, who heads up the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and just came back from an interesting trip to China with a delegation of business folks who are trying to not only increase exports to China, but also to bring investments into the state of Arizona. And the governor also attended that trip and brought a delegation of people, and she'll be on in a few minutes at 4:30 talking to us about her impressions of China and the prospects of success for that delegation and the purpose of the trip. But Glenn, we were talking during the break, basically it's such a vast concept that is to go over to a place and expect that you're going to just immediately, you know, open up some kind of floodgate of activity. I don't even know where you'd begin, really. Obviously, it's in stages. You have to develop relationships. So what do you think specifically came out of this trip that you think was tangible?
Well, the relationship part, I just have to stress, is extremely important.
Chinese find that to be an important point, I've heard.
You don't just go. It would be like saying, you know, you find someone who's an attractive mate and you say, you know, would you marry me?
Yeah.
That's not a successful way. So in terms of specifics, we were talking about this, you know, really the twin pillars in terms of the focus of this trip is create an environment where Chinese companies would feel comfortable investing in Arizona companies, investing capital. There's a lot of capital on the sidelines there, and look for opportunities to increase exports. One of the things that the Arizona...
Why Arizona, though? What's the attraction to Arizona to these folks?
I think that they're looking to develop ties with all sorts of different states. In fact, I heard through the grapevine there were six or seven other delegations from other states
in
China.
So what's our sell?
I think our sell is that we're a very easy place to do business. What the governor has done on the regulatory front is better than any other state. And one of the things we were talking about during the break is one of the cities we visited, Taizong, a small city of 800,000 people. They had a solar facility from conception to modules and product rolling off the lines, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And we know that it could take well more than 6 months to even get permits out here. So, you know, one of the things we did, in terms of being tangible, and I think it'll bear fruit, we established a special relationship between the Technology Council, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the city of Taizong. And now, Taizong is that port city. They have a manufacturing facility for TPI. It's a wind and military equipment maker headquartered in Scottsdale. So they have one of their manufacturing lines out in that city, but they have their corporate headquarters here. And you know, there really is a win-win. As the business for that company grows, they're adding high paid jobs in Arizona, and they're adding jobs in that Chinese city. And that's, I think, one thing that's important for the listeners is that we found that for a lot of these companies that have operations in China and in the United States, it's not, you know, jobs coming out of the United States and going to China. It's headcounts. And as those companies prosper, the headcounts are increasing in both places. And the United States is where the higher wage jobs are, because in innovation, in marketing, in research and development, we're still light years ahead of the Chinese.
Yeah, of course, one of the things that we want to accomplish here in Arizona, I think that is on the mind of every politician, is to create more jobs. You keep hearing that all the time in the campaigns. And so we're not so much interested in bringing Chinese people over here. So your point about the fact that a lot of them want to come here was well noted. But, of course, there are a lot of impediments for them to come here. But the key is to bring jobs here, I take it, to Arizona residents.
Yes, and one of the areas, and this will require some national changes, we've got to improve our visa process here to make it easier to attract tourists from all over the world, particularly from China. The average, my understanding is the average Chinese tourist that visits Arizona or the United States spends $4,000 or $5,000 in our country, considerably more than other international tourists. You know, I know from the delegation that visited, we had the number three official from China visit Arizona as part of a massive trade delegation 2 years ago, and a big part of this trip was basically to return that favor. The Chinese have had a very good experience. At least a lot of the officials.
Did a lot of them know about Arizona?
Absolutely. No, we've made a very good impression, and by the governor and the Commerce Authority. And I also want to plug Michael Crow and ASU. ASU has done tremendous work. They have a very special relationship with a university in Chengdu. In fact, the Sichuan University, which Governor Brewer gave an address to, which we attended and was very, very warmly received. You know, again, Dennis, it's going to be that this is not going to be a one-time thing. And some of the things that the Commerce Authority is talking about in terms of establishing offices, I think will be absolutely critical so that we can build upon a relationship. Right now, China is our third largest export market behind Mexico and Canada. And those numbers in terms of what we're exporting to China.
What are we exporting?
A lot of electronics, semiconductors.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's some things going on the agricultural side that I know the Commerce Authority is working on, and I think that may be one of the areas where we really see some pretty neat things happen in the not too distant future.
Well, you know, one of the things that fascinates me about China, and just my casual reading, is one day it looks like they're just going gangbusters. The next day you read a contrary article that things are really bad there. So it's sort of a country of contradictions in a lot of ways, isn't it? I mean, there's pockets of it that are doing great, and then there are pockets that are really depressed and seriously downtrodden.
We were only in the larger cities.
Right.
I would imagine it would have been a much different experience if we visited rural China. And
yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate what you just said.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, there's great things going on, and people are rushing to these cities. But as you say, in the outlying areas, who knows what it's like? It's a different standard of living. But what do you think at this point is the priority of what to do next if this delegation has gone there? I don't know whether a Chinese delegation is planning on coming here to follow up. What's the follow up on this?
I think the follow up is I'm sure that there will be some visits from our friends from China to Arizona, but probably a follow up is figuring out a way to establish probably through the Arizona Commerce Authority some sort of beachhead in China, and probably in Shanghai, which is really in shorthand, Shanghai is their New York City, it's really their Wall Street, and Beijing is their Washington D.C.
I see, that's interesting. Now, the Arizona Commerce Authority. Let's just talk for a minute before you have to leave about that. Tell our audience what that is and who it's comprised of.
It's the new public-private entity that was created as part of the competitiveness package, which passed earlier this year. And part of that package included all sorts of tax reforms, lowering our corporate tax rate and things like that. The Commerce Authority is an extraordinarily important entity. Why? You've got now a very elite private sector board that is helping a very well-run organization run by Don Cardin, Sandra Watson, and a number of other professionals focus on two things. And those two things are recruiting businesses to come to Arizona and retaining our existing businesses. The old Commerce Department had 50-plus mandates, a declining budget, and let's face it, had a lot of what's the appropriate term? Political hacks?
Yeah.
I used to joke if I wanted to punish someone, I'd send them to the Department of Commerce. This is a very, very well-run organization. And to have the governor co-chairing this with Jerry Colangelo speaks to the seriousness of this effort. And it's modeled after other states that have gone down this road. And what they did in specifically for the businesses that were on this trip, they helped make sure that they had the opportunity to participate in the U.S. Department of Commerce Gold Key program, which is what matched these businesses to companies in.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If a business now is listening, a business person is listening to this, and we don't have that much time, but if a business person is listening to this and saying to themselves, look, I don't know anything about China. I don't know anything about all this red tape. I have a business, and I want to export to China, or I want to do business with them in some way. How does that small business person, for example, proceed? Does the Arizona Commerce Authority help them in some way to cut through some of the regulatory red tape, to assist them in some way? How does that work? Absolutely.
They have some excellent people on the international front, and they should feel free to as a first line of defense or whatever you want to call it, to contact me. My contact information is on our website, azchamber.com, and I'd be happy to look at my email, phone number, all that stuff is on there, and I'd be happy to connect them to the right person at the Arizona Commerce Authority.
One of the purposes of that authority is to do just that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You have said in the past 10 days we've learned a lot about how this 21st century global economy works. I leave more bullish about the prospects for a peaceful, prosperous world. So in the minute or so we have left, tell our audience why.
Well, there was a great feeling. Our countries are tied together. I mean, whether we like it or not, when we're floating these deficits we probably would agree.
Let me interrupt you. The reason I ask is our next guest that we're going to hear from after the governor says we'll be facing a war for natural resources and developments of new technology with China. You say, on the other hand, you see peace and prosperity. So I'm trying to understand why.
Well, you know, I felt that the Chinese business people, students, government officials that we met with, that there was a desire to work in a cooperative fashion. And we both – it's very important for – we're tied at the hip right now. I mean, China owns a big part of our debt. Both countries need to be prosperous. And I think as China liberalizes politically – I think there's going to be great things in store for that relationship.
But you left, after talking to all these people, with a good, positive feeling.
Very positive, yes.
All right, that's great. We're going to be talking to Governor Jan Bruin. Glenn Hammer, thank you so much, head of the Department of Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Excuse me, I elevated you there, I think. And we're going to be back after these messages.
Makes sense.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Six people were killed and three are in critical condition after a shooting at a hair salon in the Southern California town of Seal Beach. Police Sergeant Steve Bowles says a quick response resulted in an arrest.
Within a minute, I would say, of the shooting, our officers arriving, our officers were following the suspect. So we feel very confident at this point that we do have the single and only suspect in custody.
At this point, it's unclear what the shooter's motive might have been. A Florida man is behind bars tonight for allegedly hacking into cell phones and private email accounts of more than 50 celebrities. 35-year-old Christopher Cheney faces a 26-count indictment of computer hacking, ID theft, and wiretapping. The Nigerian man accused of trying to set off a bomb aboard a Christmas Day flight to Detroit in 2009 pleaded guilty to all charges today. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. Amber Alert continues. 5-year-old girl missing nearly 24 hours from her Glendale home.
About 3'5" and 55 pounds. She was last seen wearing a plain white T-shirt, blue jean shorts.
A Prescott Valley man arrested blowing up some homemade pipe bombs in his backyard.
Due to the concern for public safety, several homes in the surrounding area were evacuated, and the Department of Public Safety's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Squad responded to the scene.
The family of Chris Munoz, who was shot to death while riding in his cousin's truck in Phoenix late last month looking for a killer.
Munoz had been dining at Oaxaca restaurant that night with a distant relative. His family says Chris lived on the straight and narrow, so no one can explain the motive for the shooting.
Activists against Senate President Russell Pierce want the Secretary of State to have the Maricopa County elections officials send a letter explaining Olivia Cortez not on the ballot.
We're saying there's a duty there, and that's why we're pressing Secretary Bennett.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, it is a service of the good folks at Mattress Firm. We have an injury collision, 48th Street at Baseline. Also look for a wreck, Central Avenue, south of Camelback. And we also have an accident westbound I-10 lower Buckeye. It's the expiration date sale. Save up to $400 on all the best brands, plus save an additional $50 on your mattress when you bring your old mattress in two mattress law tag, only at Mattress Firm. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we continue our march toward the century mark again on Friday afternoon. 99 tomorrow, and then that magic 100 on Friday. We do see some cooling by the weekend, some high clouds moving in. Daytime highs 95 to 97. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 4:33. Currently in Midtown, we're at 95 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
HomeSuiteIncome7.com, the powerful work-at-home opportunity that creates amazing before and after stories.
Before, I was an overworked, stressed-out single mom, working a lot of hours, never time for my daughter, never time to cook. My days off, I spent running errands, you know, grocery shopping, laundry, all that kind of stuff. It was very difficult.
Then Cindy discovered HomeSuiteIncome7.com.
Now, I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. Every recital, every field trip, every single week I volunteer in her class, so I know her classmates well. And we live in a beautiful home. She's got horses, and you know, it's my dream.
Earn like a CEO from home. Turn your commute time from 2 hours to 20 steps. Log on for free information at HomeSuiteIncome7.com. It could change your life.
It's my dream job.
HomeSuiteIncome7.com. That's HomeSuiteIncome, the number 7.com.
Hines Benefits Consulting is an Arizona-based firm that customizes benefits solutions for you and your business. They'll help your organization improve financial performance and increase employee satisfaction. Why work with Hines Benefits? Experience, strategy, market knowledge, and world-class customer service. Call Cindy or Bernie Hines at 602-952-0370. Hines Benefits Consulting, where better information leads to better decisions. Call today, 602-952-0370.
Lou Dobbs will be your afternoon talk answer this coming Monday starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on 1100 KFNX.
This is Dennis Wolinchek, and we're here on Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And we're talking this week about China, a fascinating discussion that we just had with Glenn Hammer, head of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, who just returned from China. And we are going to have on with us later Stephen Lieb, who is coming out with a new book called Red Alert, which is kind of an interesting take on things. But right now we have the governor of the state of Arizona, very pleased to have the governor of the state of Arizona on with us, who's been gracious enough to come on our show and talk about her trip to China for a few minutes. Governor Brewer, you are on the line?
I am, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we'd love to have you. We're big fans of you, I must say, to all our listening audience. So you've done a great job, and just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And we're talking about China. And, of course, I can't help but congratulate you also, while I do have the pleasure of having you on the line, to talk about the Super Bowl. And I'm not going to spend any time on that, just to congratulate you. That was
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a great thing for the state.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Great economy mover.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're talking about today on today's show. And we're focused on China right now. And I'm glad you're on to tell us about your impressions and your thoughts about China, having been there for how long were you over there?
Well, I was over there for about 10 days.
10 days. So that's a good period of time.
That's a long time to be away from your home nest, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. How was the food?
The food was terrific. It's gotten better and better and better as we visited China. And ate some stuff that I didn't quite recognize, but I ate some stuff I didn't recognize that tasted really good.
So. Yeah, well, off the record, Glenn was talking about how he basically lived at McDonald's, but that's him.
I didn't get to have those opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's good to hear. But what were your impressions of the benefits of this trip to our listening audience, and why did you go on this trip?
Well, let me say first and foremost, we were so well received, and we know that we're operating in a global economy, and with the the job situation here in Arizona, in America, being so upside down, it's necessary that governors from all states sort of reach out, and that's what I've tried to do since I've been governor, in regards to the jobs and the economy and getting my competitive package, our jobs bill passed to encourage that, but to reach out to China because we know that they are doing a lot of things and they're manufacturing and they seem to have money to do that with. And so we went over there to try to encourage them to come here to build their manufacturing plants and employ the people here in Arizona. And so it was our job to go over there and meet with the people that we thought would be interested. And, you know, we've been successful. And we used a couple of businesses that are already here that have come to Arizona, some from China, some from other places like Spain and France, particularly in the solar industry, because solar manufacturing is booming regardless of Solyndra.
Yeah.
We are very cautious and very careful of who we do business with. And so far, Arizona's been very successful in that right. And so we went forward, the delegation, we split up. And I went in one direction with the Commerce Department or the Commerce Authority, and then certainly the Tech Council and the Arizona Chamber went in another direction. And so we really banged out a lot of different arrangements, and we were able to bang on a lot of doors and get the message out. So Arizona had a strong, huge presence there. And I believe we were very, very successful. At least I've got a lot of people's cards that are very, very interested, and they have communicated with me since then, and I know that they've been in contact with the Commerce Authority.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you, basically, is the future of this. Where's it going? And, in terms of your input into it, in terms of the future, do you intend to go back there? Or how are you going to keep this up, in other words?
Well, I've been involved, and I've traveled to China and to Taiwan for the last 20 years, sometimes on my own and other times for a state business. And we've always had a good working relationship with the government over there, which has been good in Taiwan. And now since China's opened up, I want that same kind of working relationship with them. I know personally and philosophically that I don't agree 100% with a lot of things that they do over there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there are no borders anymore, and we're just going to have to realize we're in a global economy. And I think that the benefit of our Arizona research centers at our universities, our business climate, our warm and welcoming citizens and business community here, and that includes, people like the Chamber and the Tech Council and GPEC and the Commerce Authority, all working hand in hand, that we can be very, very successful.
Yeah, my next guest, and I know you have to leave soon, but my next guest basically is come out with a book called Red Alert that's coming out in the next day or two, how China's and his thesis, basically the subtitle is how China's growing prosperity threatens our way of life. His take on it is that China is attaining competitive advantage over us by using its profits to invest and control mineral commodities throughout the world. You didn't see any of that, I take it, from what I'm hearing in your trip.
No, I didn't. I've heard that theory, at a 10,000-foot level. I'd be interested in reading his book and what his answer is to that.
Yeah, well, we'll hear from him shortly. But I guess what I wanted to know from you was you saw it, and I asked Glenn the same question, you saw this as a positive thing. In other words, you didn't get any negative feedback or any scary thoughts from these folks that they're out to take over the world.
No, I did not. I felt that they wanted to prosper and they wanted to do business. And the people in China, the corporations and the business people, I believe work on relationships more so than any other nationality that I know.
Yeah.
It's all about personal relationships, feeling good and comfortable with the people that they're dealing with. And let's face it, there's a lot of people in China that admire the policies and our platform here in America.
Yeah.
And so that's their way sometimes of reaching out. And they enjoy our culture. They enjoy us. And they're hardworking. And we need them to come. And we need, rather than exporting over there, which we do export a lot, by the way, here in Arizona.
Right.
I want you to know that.
Right.
5,400 companies export to China from
exactly.
here. So they are buying from us. But we need them to come here and let us utilize our good skilled work labor that we have dedicated so much time and energy into.
Yeah, and I know you're trying to bring jobs over here, and I'm sure that was a big focus of the trip. Do you see that happening as a result of some of these relationships?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt, yes. And it's not just in manufacturing. It was, you know, like I sat and had dinner with somebody there that has got a lot of animals, cows, cattle, and et cetera, et cetera, and they don't have enough hay to feed them. And they said that they would buy every bit of hay that we have available because they can't get enough hay to feed their animals. And that was something that, you know, hadn't even struck anybody. So I know there's negotiations going on with that. I mean, we can grow hay. This is cowboy country.
Yeah, so that's right. Exactly.
Export it back over to them.
Well, that's great. Governor, I know you have to go, and I appreciate your taking the time with us. I really do. It's really fascinating. And maybe if you have some more time at some point, we can talk again about it.
I would really like that. And in closing, just let me say.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I really, really appreciate your station and your word and your format of getting out the kind of information that you provide to your listeners. I do appreciate that. I'm sure they do, too. But I wanted to thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. One of the things that I like to do is find out backgrounds of people and why they got into things. So maybe sometime, again, if you have some time, you can grace us with your presence again, and we can find out a little bit more about you and your life because it's fascinating.
I would like that. And, of course, I got a book coming out.
Let's tell our listeners about that real quick.
Oh, well, it's Scorpions for Breakfast, and it's going to be released November the 1st, and it's going to talk about what's going on here in Arizona, the liberal media, you excluded, of course.
Thank you.
And the cynical politicos and the untruthfulness of some of our elected officials in regards to what is taking and has taken place in Arizona. It's the truth, and it's factual, and it's very entertaining.
That sounds like a great book. So it does. And one last thing, and I'll let you run. But you know, our next guest is going to be talking about the issue, essentially, that our political system in this country is at odds. You know, basically, it gets nothing done, and that in China they're more focused and directed and than we are here in this country. Just quickly, what's your take on that?
Well, I do believe that they're very focused and they're very dedicated and they're very astute in focusing and drilling in on certain particular things.
Yeah.
And, you know, their education is so important to them over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have our university connections over there. I spoke and lectured at the university, a secession one, over there, and I had a wonderful response. But, you know, they are focused, and that's why we're working hard here in education and because we cannot lose our grip. And if things don't get turned around, I believe, and I think the majority of America believes, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, we will be on the losing end of this stick. And this is America, and we love it, and we can't let that happen.
Yeah, well, finally, I got to say we're lucky to have you as our governor at this tough time, really. And we wish we had more of you, frankly.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Absolutely. So take care, and we'll talk to you again, and thanks for coming on our show.
Thank you.
All right, be good.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, that was Governor Jan Brewer. We're thrilled to have her on. She's a great governor for our state. And in a tough time like this, we need governors like that and politicians like that. We're going to have Stephen Leeb on the show. And, Chet, is he on the air or on the okay, so we're getting Stephen Leeb on the air. So we're going to take a break, I guess, and then we'll come back with him. He's written a book called Red Alert, and he has a different take on the Chinese situation.
Lou Dobbs, afternoons at 1 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
How would you like to put your troubles with the IRS behind you? If you are behind on your taxes, don't try negotiating with the IRS alone. The IRS can take advantage of taxpayers who don't know the law or collection procedures. Ameristar's team of enrolled agents, tax professionals, and CPAs with master's degrees in taxation can go to work to protect you from paying too much. Get fast relief with Ameristar Tax Centers. Once the proper paperwork is filed, Ameristar will deal with the IRS directly so you don't have to. Plus, Ameristar Tax Center is a
certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know the secrets to getting you maximum savings. Get real tax relief by calling for a free, no-obligation consultation. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-761-7056. If the IRS is garnishing your wages or sending threatening letters, we can help. Call now. 800-761-7056. 800-761-7056.
Are you like thousands of Arizonans whose home is underwater? Are you struggling to pay your bills or need a fresh start? I'm attorney Jason Wells of the Wells Law Group. Contact us at 480-779-PRO1. My staff and I are dedicated to empowering homeowners against the banks. Call 480-779-PRO1, 480-779-PRO1, that's 480-779-PRO1, or check us out at theazrealestatepro.com, that's theazrealestatepro.com.
Log on now at 1100kfnx.com.
This is Dennis Wolinchek, and we're here on Legalese on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And I'm actually sitting here, folks, watching the game. I hate to admit it, but I'm watching the Detroit game. And it looks to me, Robert is in here, my producer. Can you see who's winning that game, Robert? My eyes are so bad at my age.
Oh, gosh. I'm
is close. That Detroit 2, Texas 0?
I see 0-2. Yeah.
I think the blue is too, but they have it so small and my eyes are so old.
Yeah, no, but it's funny because it says Texas 0, and who are they playing? Detroit?
Yeah.
It's 2-0 Detroit over Texas.
Well, the reason I'm telling you this, folks, is because when I was in law school, I had an interesting thing occur. I had a professor who taught us wills and trusts, and he told me something that always stuck with me in law school, and that is, if you hit a snag in the road, he said, in an exam or something, don't freak out. Just write the baseball scores down, something, so that the teacher can give you some kind of grade if everybody else is in the same boat as you are. And I hate to admit it, but I did have to do that, Robert, on an occasion in an exam. And frankly, it worked. If I put nothing down, they can't give you a score at all, he said, but if you put something down. And the reason why that's important is because we can't get on the phone Mr. Stephen Lieb, who's the author of Red Alert. Apparently, he has dropped off the radar. And he's in New York, as I alerted you at the beginning, and we put him on at the end of the show following two great guests we just had on, which is including the governor of our state. And we lost him on the line, so we're hoping that he'll come back on the line before the show is over. But if he doesn't, Robert, I just want to talk to you. We have Robert, my producer, on the show, and, of course, the inimitable Chet in the control room, who listens to every word and is obviously now ignoring me completely. But, Robert, you know, I got to say that we, as I said before the break, you know, the governor is just we're really blessed to have her. She's really a great gift, I think, in this time that we live in with the economy being what it is. She's focused on the job. She knows exactly what's good for the state. She's been around a long time in the political spectrum, and she's out there hustling, trying to get us jobs and build things and do things, and she's doing it full-time and then some.
Well, Dennis, you know, just think about the fact that she's willing to go face-to-face with Obama, face-to-face with the Chinese.
Yeah.
So she's not...
positive about the whole experience.
Not a wallflower about any of this, so she is a good, strong representative
and
for the state.
And as Glenn Hammer said, to turn around the Arizona Commerce Authority into something, Commerce Department, into an authority that's actually useful and helping people to cut through the red tape and regulatory process, phenomenal. I got to say, unfortunately, we can't get Mr. Lieb on the line, but his book here, which we've looked at, again, it's called Red Alert, How China's Growing Prosperity Threatens the American Way of Life. Stephen Lieb is a best-selling author of books like The Oil Factor, The Coming Economic Collapse, The Game Over. And I got to say, Robert, I think you've talked to him, I know, in preparation for the show, and he has sort of a negative view on this whole Chinese relationship as opposed to Glenn Hammer, who was on the show with us. And in fairness to him, since he's not with us, I wanted to just try to put forth his viewpoint that his view is really China is trying to monopolize essentially the world's minerals and commodities, if you will, and that we have been asleep at the switch with our political process, engaging in myopic planning and various legal maneuvering and scandals and
obsessed with going after Osama bin Laden in the last 10 years, and then it's put us off our game a little bit while the Chinese have been focused and directed, as we talked about with the governor. Is that basically what he's trying to say?
Essentially, that's true. But, Dennis, you know, I would say that Stephen Leeb probably has a split personality on this issue, because as much as his book talks about the fact that China is going to be an overwhelming force globally, economically, I think that, you know, what we discussed earlier in the show, where the Arizona Chamber of Commerce is going out seeking something to improve our economy, he probably wouldn't feel that was a bad thing. Mr. Leeb is an economist. He's the principal of his own capital management firm in New York City, manages probably $1 billion of investment money for people. So the man is a capitalist, and he would surely say, go, Arizona, go. And if you can get some jobs out of this, that's wonderful. But he basically, you know, in the premise of his book, he did say 10 years ago that after 9/11, we were focused on spending $1 trillion chasing terrorists. And in that same past 10 years, China has been focused on all types of renewable energy. They've put hundreds of billions of dollars into wind power, solar power. But the big thing is that they have been out cutting deals with countries all over the planet to get rare earth materials, minerals, things that are used in cell phones, computers. They are hoarding all this stuff. So what he's saying is that if we don't get on the ball, if we don't get back up to speed as an economic engine ourselves, that America is going to end up having...
So it's not really a negative view of China so much as it is an alert to us.
The economic alert,
that
yeah.
If we don't wake up to what's going on, we may be left behind.
Well, I think what you brought up earlier in the interview was how China, the heads of that country are chemists, scientists, engineers. They're putting people in those positions that are just not, you know, talking heads.
Right.
People that are really, I mean, that country.
They are pure politicians.
No, that, well, with a country, it's an interesting combination to take communism that is on a very straight path combined with capitalism, because we constantly go through these cycles of up and down, who's going to be in office, and, well, you know, everybody's holding their breath to see who the next president is, to see how we spend our money.
Yeah.
In communist China,
they have a long view, right?
Right. They have literally a 50-year plan for their country, and they have it in 5-year increments. So they are, like, setting goals, attaining those goals. They're not, you know, too busy talking about, you know, God, guns, and gays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're basically saying they're focused on their future. And
well,
that's
specifically, as I understand it, Leeb is saying that if China's master economic plan even only reaches partial fruition in the years to come, the Chinese will gain a gigantic advantage over us, as this country, and we'll be left struggling in all sorts of ways, and our standard of living will be hobbled for decades. That's one of the theses of his book. And basically, as I understand the book, which I guess is not yet out, it's coming out shortly, you know, he says that China's need for natural resources is insatiable, and the growing trend is cause for great concern. Red Alert, the name of his book, is disturbing because, as I see it, Robert, it paints a very dark picture, as others have described it, of a self-interested China that looms larger on the global scene. And I guess that's why I was trying to find out from the two wonderful guests we had on, Glenn Hammer and the governor, whether that's what they saw over there. That's not what I got the impression that they saw.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. You know, Dennis, I have a little side interest in this particular topic, which I'm sure we'll cover again. A friend of mine moved to China about 10 months ago. He's a product development expert, and he was having problems, obviously, in our country with the economy down. His type of work would involve capital investment and developing new products, and there's not much of that going on in the country. So he got interviews through other business people he knew in China, and the people in China were just like throwing money at him. Oh, great idea. We want to develop this product, because my friend has a portfolio of ideas he wants to develop, and basically the companies over there are so flush with cash, they were able to say to him, oh, yeah, we definitely want to develop this product, that product. I mean, some of it is retail stuff. Some of it is commercial. But what he has enlightened me about in living in China
in
the past 10 months.
You can't get a loan for anything.
No. And over there, well, I guess think about it this way. Our country right now is like trillions of dollars in debt. All right. Imagine if we were in the cash situation that China is. We have no debt, and we had $1 trillion to spend.
And we have a focused government that's looking for the long term and isn't being hobbled by arguing back and forth and stagnation.
Probably even with the government fighting with each other, we'd still find a way to be productive with $1 trillion of cash.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Sure.
So another thing that my friend pointed out to me was that where China has lacked is marketing. You know, they've learned the manufacturing end. They lack in the marketing sense, which is why they need people like my friend, and they recruit people from the United States all the time. But the second part of that picture is they are now starting to send their students to U.S. schools to learn what we know about manufacturing, marketing, about product development. They understand that what they want to do, even though they're employing my friend right now for product development, they want to develop their own next generation of people that think that way. And when you grow up in a communist world, you don't think outside the box. And that's where they understand.
They're still kind of hobbled by that.
That's their weakness. And they are going to overcome that by sending their people to the United States.
Well, you know, we only have a minute or so left. But my thought on this whole topic is, you know, when I grew up, everybody was afraid of Russia. And I'm sure in generations before me, it was Germany.
Yeah.
And a fear. And now it's China. And so I'm trying to get a handle on whether they're good or bad. And so sounds like our guests, at least, that were on the show, think they're good. And
I think there's probably both, and we have to, you know, just be judicious about our dealings.
Yeah, good point. Well, folks, we'll see you next week here on Legalese. It's been a pleasure. And next week we're going to have Matt Salmon, who did run for governor some time ago and was a former congressman here in our state, and he's running for Congress again. So we'll talk to you next Wednesday at 4 o'clock. This is Dennis Wilenchek on KFNX Legalese.
You love your children and grandchildren, you raise them, you nurture them, and now you can help them enjoy a more secure financial future. How? The Ricky Trust lets you put aside as little as $5,000 for a child you designate, then the money can grow until the child reaches retirement. Get your free copy of the Ricky Trust Consumer Information Kit by calling me, Bob Corian, at 602-277-0611. 602-277-0611. That's 277-0611.
The world-famous Tempe Improv's newest comedy dinner theater, Wonderama, presents Love Crazy, the musical comedy review starring Rich Scheidner from Blue Collar TV and special guest. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Friday through Sunday, September 16th through October 23rd. Appropriate for all ages. Under 18 must be accompanied by a guardian. Use promo code KFNX to get you and your party in free. Reservations strongly recommended. 480-967-0888. Call today. 480-967-0888.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Lou Dobbs, weekdays at 1 p.m. on KFNX. KFNX News.